Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Shadow, and I've got some interesting characters in my studio. Birthday Suit. Now, you would think Birthday Suit, and you're like, what band is called Birthday Suit? But you guys aren't in a band.
Well, we're a band of brothers.
You're a band of brothers. All right, what are your names? Introduce yourselves.
My name is Lawrence.
I'm Maurice, and our third brother is Shaki. But nobody can pronounce it here.
Nobody can pronounce it, so he doesn't talk, and he's the quiet one with the video camera. So, where are you guys from?
We're from the Netherlands.
Okay. You're going to have to explain to me what is all happening here. You're doing this to raise awareness. There's an awareness thing that you're doing on this?
Well, actually, we are chasing a childhood dream.
Okay.
Well, it started when we were small kids. In Holland, it's when you grow up and your clothes become too small, it is normal that your parents will take all your old clothes and they send it away to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Like our mother told us all the time that they go to Africa because there are children living who cannot pay for their own clothes.
Yes.
So we thought that was fascinating because it means that somewhere on the other side of the world, there's a little guy walking around in the old stuff, you know?
Yes.
So when we were small, we were always like watching TV. And when Africa was on TV, we tried to spot a kid with our clothes.
You were looking for your clothes?
Yeah, but we never found him. So in 2013, we decided to do something with it. So we started a brand and we want to spread it all around the world. Once we sit on the couch back home, we turn the TV on and we see a guy just accidentally walking around in the shirt. So we thought about a name and a logo because you cannot just spread like white shirts into the world because you don't recognize
it,
right? So we thought about a name and we choose the name Birthday Suit, like your born outfit, because from the day we've been born, mm-hmm. the fascination started, and every year our clothes went away to this charity. But your birthday suit is your naked body. So we decided to promote the brand with only the things we've been born with. So we printed 1,000 birthday suits and we took a plane to Portugal. It was in 2013.
Okay.
And we got dropped off there completely naked, like without clothes on. Without.
And the country was okay with that?
I don't know. Well, we didn't get arrested there.
Okay, well, there's a plus.
Yeah, but we started in Lisbon and with no stuff, just a couple of backpacks and 1,000
t-shirts. T-shirts and a camera.
And first we traded a pants, like just clothes, and we traded a t-shirt for everything to travel, like if you give us something that we need, then we give you a t-shirt. So if you're going to sleep tonight in your apartment or, I don't know, you give us something, then it's trading. You
yeah,
know?
It's
or
trading.
Bartering.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be bartering too. So, I mean, that's really cool. Okay, so at what point did you cross the pond and come over to America? And how did that happen if you didn't have...
Okay.
Like, how do you barter for that? Or?
Okay. I continue a little bit on the first trip because it's kind of from A to B.
Okay.
This is the third trip actually.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So in 2013 we started our trip in Portugal and we hitchhiked all the way to China. So we saw all the countries in Europe, Middle East countries, and we went to Central Asia and we ended up in China. And then we flew back to the Netherlands.
Okay.
And then we did like all talks and everything. Like we did a TED talk and some symposiums. And then we got like picked up by a national channel in Holland. And they gave us our own show on TV. So in 2015, we started to do the second trip. So we took a plane to South America. And we started completely naked again in Chile. So we hitchhiked from Chile to Panama. And
people a little apprehensive about picking up naked men?
Well, they didn't pick us up naked, actually. But we just trade the pants with someone. And,
yeah.
And what we do, we carry 650 shirts. So we start naked and then we take like a shirt upside down as underwear and that's
aha.
It.
Aha.
So for a moment we were naked, but yeah, we have all those shirts. So that's the only the shirt that I'm wearing now was my underwear in the beginning of this trip.
Oh, okay. So, then that's personal. You're going to keep that one and not trade that one out?
Maybe. Well, if you want, I could trade it with you if you want. If you got something that we need. But now, you know, I carried this shirt from we started in Calgary this trip, and now we need to get to Panama. This is the third trip.
Okay.
And now I got this shirt on my body and not on my, I don't know how to call this, like as underwear. Because in San Francisco, we were on Fox News, and I swapped a birthday suit t-shirt with the anchor of Fox News for his underwear. So you see this underpants?
Really?
It's from a 62 years old anchor of Fox News.
That is awesome.
So everything that you see here is
everything
traded.
You're wearing is totally traded for t-shirts. That is so cool. What is your next stop after spring? How long are you going to sit here in Springfield?
Well,
or are you just going to get on the highway and go?
Yeah, we set a goal. Like, we have to do all the states.
Uh-huh.
And Middle America in this trip. So this trip will go from Canada to Panama.
Okay.
And we have to do all the states. So we're kind of in a hurry. So we try to go every day to travel a little bit.
Yes.
So,
tomorrow we want to go to Kentucky.
Yes.
In Sacramento, there's a reenactment.
Like a civil war
reenactment.
It's also my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
So,
and that's what you want to do. You want to go check out some reenactments.
I put a beacon on that.
Okay. That sounds fun. Basically, so like after everything is said and done and you make it to Panama, which is where you want to end up. What after that? Where are we going after that? What's the fourth trip?
Yeah, like when we finished this trip, we did Europe, Middle East, Asia, and whole America, South and North and Middle.
Okay.
And the second trip will be Southeast Asia and Australia, and the last trip is going to be Africa. And then we've been like all over the world.
Okay, so you're ending up in Africa because that's where your parents told you all your clothes went.
Yeah. So,
and I don't know why that saying still exists. I've used that saying on my child as well.
Okay.
You know, like if he doesn't eat his food, you know, why is it always, I don't understand why it's always, you know, the starving kids in Africa. I don't know why we say that or why we picked that up. But I do. I say it to my kid. So, you know, unfortunately, he doesn't realize that. You know, there are starving kids all over the world.
Yeah, true.
You know, but why we say just Africa, I have no clue.
Well, we have to figure that out ourselves. The last trip is going to be there. So maybe we've been taught by our parents like this, like our clothes go there. But maybe if we go there and see it ourselves, it's not like that at all.
So. Yeah.
But we have to figure out it ourselves. Like I had like prejudgments about America too, but it's completely different than I thought.
Right.
You know, like I watch a lot of movies and stuff in the Netherlands about America, but it's completely different actually.
Has everybody that you've encountered for your trades, whether it be staying at somebody's house or whatnot, I mean, has everyone been pretty cool, or have you run into any kind of like maybe slightly crazy? Or
We had some adventures, but not like bad things happened.
No,
us.
No. I think America's awesome because well, there are two things actually. We don't have the language barrier like in the previous trips. Well, we speak some languages, but well, we don't speak Russian, and there are so many Russian-speaking people in the world. You can't imagine, like all the old Soviet countries, they're all Russian, or they have Arabic countries a lot.
Yeah.
And, we don't speak that. Like I speak some words of Russian, but it's hard to have a proper conversation like this, you know?
Right.
It's not possible. So we have to talk with our hands and our feet to make ourselves clear. And then people are... what are you speaking about? You know, like they don't get us at all, but they're just kind of, they just trade with us. I don't know why. They don't even know the story. And then, but that's what I think it makes this trip so beautiful, or the world makes, it makes the world so beautiful that everywhere we go, there's so much culture, religion, people don't trust each other actually in their own countries, but we've seen different, like we've been to all those countries and like everywhere where we've been, people are super kind and willing to help you. Like even if they cannot understand you or you cannot like express yourself in their language. So I think that's the most beautiful thing about this trip.
I absolutely love that. And it's actually refreshing to hear because personal experiences, what you are getting with face-to-face human beings is awesome. And then, of course, what you see on the internet or on social media is like completely opposite. Yeah. It can easily make person feel twisted about this world.
Yeah.
But you guys are seeing the other side of things, and I think that's pretty awesome. Have you had to replenish your T-shirts in order to start trading? You started with 1,000.
Yeah.
I would think eventually you might run out. Is there?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have to replenish soon?
Yeah, we just find a shop and print them. Like we did it in Lima, the last print.
Okay.
And the day after we got robbed.
No. And there comes the seedy part of the world. Dang it.
Well, you know, there's so much poverty in the world that it sucks, but I understand it. You know, like. We've been in places where people live on landfill and in ghettos of Brazil and stuff. It's very bad. We can consider ourselves lucky that we're born in the Netherlands because everything is well organized. But if you were born in a ghetto or something, it's different. So I get it why people do it, but it still sucks.
Like, yeah.
They put a gun on our face and we have to give all our equipment away and like everything. But they didn't have the shirts, but... because it was in another building, but they stole all our equipment, the cameras, microphones.
Oh, absolutely.
And stuff.
Well, yeah, that stuff's worth some money. So
we traveled for more than a year now in total, and this is the only real bad thing that happened to us.
Well, that's...
So that's pretty good, right?
That is very good.
Well, we've been bewitched one day, cursed by a witch.
You got cursed by a witch?
Yeah.
What'd you do to deserve that?
Okay, I tell you. We were in Bolivia, and our host was were TV makers from La Paz. And they invited us to sleep there, and they said, okay, guys, we're going to do something fun. So we can go or to the Dead Road, this most dangerous road in the world, or we can go to the Witch Market. Well, we saw the Dead Road when we arrived to La Paz, and we said, let's go to the Witch Market. So we went there and we found this witch and we traded a llama fetus and they burn it as some kind of ritual. And then this witch, she had a blanket and she, pulled it off.
Like smoke signal?
No, there were like coca leaves on it. And she could read the leaves. But and then she said, yeah, guys, I see. If you stay to the right people, your trip is going to be good. And I see love in your life and... Well, stuff that counts for everybody. So I said, "Yeah, I'm a wizard." And I said, "Give me your hand." So she gave me her hand, and I said, "Ah, I see. I see. The first thing that you're gonna do tomorrow, if you wake up, you directly open your eyes. And tonight, or today, or tomorrow, I'm not sure about that, but you're going to the toilet. And I see you really like good people." And you like to listen to good music. And then all those tourists came because they saw two camera crews around us.
Right.
And they thought that I was a famous wizard or something. So everybody wanted to have their hand read. But this witch, she turned bad on us and she started cursing or something. And then from that moment, everything went wrong. Like,
well, didn't you kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, didn't you kind of, you joked at her?
But I didn't want to.
You did not take her.
Insult her or something.
You did not take her craft seriously.
Yeah, I think so.
And she got a little offended and she cursed you.
Yeah.
Spoke the giant.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't want to offend her. No, I said it.
You did.
Yeah, I did. I did. So we paid the price for that. So we were cursed. And then everything went wrong around us. Like, first, we went to Peru. And from the moment when we entered the border, we had to wait in line for a stamp, for the migration stamp, for 2 hours. And then the computer broke. So we were stuck there for a day. Finally, it got repaired and we could move on. And then we entered in Lima. We got robbed with the guns I just told you about. After that, we did an interview on national TV there, and some guy saw it and he bought Machu Picchu tickets for us. So that was cool. So we went to Machu Picchu, and just in front of our bus, there was a huge landslide. So we saw like a whole mountain come down in front of our bus. So we were stuck there for a day. After all the stuff was removed from the road, we went to Machu Picchu when we went back. And then we went to Ecuador. No, first our bus crashed, like on a car. The bus crashed. Then we had another host. He had a ladder on his roof of his car. And he drove into his garage and he forgot about the ladder. And his whole garage came down.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we saw like two accidents with cars around it, just in front of us. And then we went to Loja in Ecuador, and we were asked to do a talk on a local TV station. And the girl who invited us was not there. And when we entered the station, like all the screens around us turned into like the white noise, you know?
Yeah.
That's no.
And I was like, what is going on here? And then, well, nobody told us. And then this girl was not there. And there was an interview going on with one of the hosts, one of the two hosts and a nun. And this guy was texting all the time. And he was like signing to the cameraman, "You should film her and not me because I'm doing this." And we said to each other, what the hell is going on here? Like everybody is in panic and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then they told us after this interview that the girl who invited us, she was in a car accident after she called us. And she like flipped with her car upside down. The car was like upside down. And she ended up in hospital. She broke every bone in her body.
Oh, my.
And she was like bruised from top to bottom. And then after the interview, the boss of the station approached us and they invited us to sleep on the station for a t-shirt. But they said, "We're not going to host you tonight because the moment you walked in, the antenna on the roof exploded." And that never happened before. And they couldn't broadcast anymore. So after this, we were we had an appointment with Magda, and she was anchor of CNN. Uh-huh. And she invited us. And she arranged a meeting with the president, Rafael Correa, of Ecuador for us. So the day after, we had a meeting with the president. He hosted us. And she said, "Guys, this is messed up. We're not going to, I'm not going to put you in contact with our president when you have all this bad luck around you."
Yeah.
So she called a shaman, and the shaman came, and he did a ritual for 3 hours. Like, he had this like little carpet made of tiger skin, and we had to blow, smoke cigars and blow it on egg and stuff. Like, it was a ritual for 3 hours. And in the end, he said, "Okay, I'm going to separate you from each other and I'm going to cure you." And he brought us into different rooms and we have to take all our clothes off. And he said, "Okay, we can do two things. Or I can heal you, or I can tell you what's wrong with you and I'm not going to heal you." I said, "Just heal me." So I took off my clothes and he had this like big bouquet of poison ivy and he rubbed my whole skin in it. I was like, "Ah, fuck, man, what's going on?" And then he took a bottle of alcohol, he drank it, and he spit my whole body full with the alcohol.
Uh-huh.
He put the poison ivy on fire and took another sip and he spit through the flames and I was completely on fire and I have to tap it out. And he said, "Okay, now you're cured. You cannot take a shower for a day, so you have to go to bed with all those sticky alcohol and stuff on your body." And from that day, everything was fine. And the next day, we got hosted by the president of Ecuador. And that is
the last time you ever do something like that to a witch again?
Yeah, I think so.
Lesson learned. Did you have to do the same thing? Or you guys all had to do it because you guys were all, she cursed you all?
Yep. Yeah,
it's amazing. So. That is amazing, and I'm not like very like superstitious or anything.
No,
but
we need her,
something so. Like that. I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, so If anyone wants to scope out your guys' story, I know that they can find you on Facebook, Birthday Suit, all one word. Yes. Mm-hmm. Are any other channels? You got YouTube channels or of that stuff?
We have Instagram. It's Birthday Suit and an NL from Netherlands.
Okay.
Behind it.
NL?
Birthday Suit NL. And YouTube, we set up that later because we film everything for a channel now. So they have the right to show it first, and then later we put everything on YouTube. So
okay.
There is a YouTube channel, but there's only the explanation video about all our stuff.
Oh, okay. Which you can find. I believe I saw that on your Facebook page. Yeah, so it's easy to link up to your Facebook. Thanks for stopping by. I think it's a very cool, interesting, awesome story. So rarely do I actually sit in an interview and actually hang on words, especially your curse. That was that might have been the highlight of my. There's been a lot of interesting things, but you getting cursed.
Well, this is just one story.
I bet you we could sit here all day talking about things. I'm very sure. But thank you for coming in, and everybody. I would definitely go check out and at least follow the story because there's going to be obviously fun things and shenanigans happening on the way. So thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for